raised me and my sister. Well, you take a man like that, kind of been through a lot of, you know, they might have a reason to set the age back sometime during life.
Yes, sir.
You can't never tell. That's what we kind of feel like my daddy doing now.
I see.
Because the age he gave her when they married, why, he was supposed to be 88 years old. But I found people that I know, him and them were great friends, and he died. And they were that old then, men and women, they were that old then. And they said he was a grown young man, done with her. One of them told me the first time she ever saw him.
Is that right?
So I don't know. So that's the question to me, is how old my dad was. I would like to make a statement of what I really feel like now, because I can't prove it, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I don't mind to give the age he held to his 88 when he died.
I see. And you say, was he a country doctor?
He wanted to be one when his family died, but he never did become a country doctor. He said he didn't have the nerve, the heart, to handle medicine after his wife and children died like they did. Oh. He liked to die too with it, yeah. Then after he married my mother, well, after I was a great big boy, I remember him studying his old books and everything of that kind. He studied, was going to take it again. She encouraged him along with it. And I never will forget, the night before they was to take the examination, the last old time country doctor examination, took it to courthouse. Why? He told my mother, said, I just ain't got the heart to fool with medicine. Said, I think I'll back out and go and take it. Mother told him, said, you wouldn't got to do the riding. You wouldn't got to be out in the cold. And said, if you want to back out, it's all right with me. I ain't going to question that. And the next morning he told her, well, the old doctors from town come out there. In other words, the whole board was out there for us concerned that morning. He'd take the examination before. They were only going to pass on his papers and everything of that kind. And they told him, said, we need you out here. Said, it's too far for us to come out here. Said, you live here at home, and doctors in the country here. And said, we need you. And said, you come on and take it. But he wouldn't do it. He backed out. I always thought it's because he's older than he claimed to be, but I didn't know, you see.
Yes, sir.
I never thought much about his age until he died and people began to talk to me about it then, you see.
Well, what did he do for a living?
My father?
Yes, sir.
He farmed for a living out here at Prairie Dale, Brushy Creek out there for a living. Farmed, raised a few cattle, done a little carpenter work, such stuff as that, yeah.
What was the big crop back then?
Cotton was the main crop.
Do you have much of that anymore around here?
No, it's a little over Nebraska bottom. That's about a play. On the upland, it's played plumb out to cotton head. Little Creek bottoms and Nebraska bottom, they still raising some cotton.
Whereabouts is this Brazos bottom?
Begins up here at the upper end of the county, north corner, runs clear through to the east corner down there, the county line, Brazos bottom.
Is that real good land?
Supposed to be as good as any in the world.
Is that right?
As far as I'm concerned, I don't know myself. Uh-huh. I know it's a good land, a good place to farm.
I see.
If you want to farm in a big way. Ain't no place for a little farmer.
I see. You know, one thing that surprised me that I've seen out here in Texas that you don't see in Alabama is this real dark black soil you have out here. I've never seen soil so black before.
So you're from Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alabama's a sandy land country, ain't it?
That's right.
You get off down here in the south end of this county,